Chapter 13. Dealing with Anger and Hatred.
If one comes across a person who has been shot by an arrow, one does not spend time wondering about where the arrow came from, or the caste of the individual who shot it, or analyzing the type of wood the shaft is made of, or the manner in which the arrowhead was fashioned. Rather, one should focus on immediately pulling out the arrow. This observation of the Buddhas leads us to the next step in the Dalai Lama's approach to reshaping our minds and hearts. The Dalai Lama now turns to some of the arrows, the negative states of mind that destroy our happiness, beginning with the discussion of anger and hatred.
Generally speaking, there are many different kinds of afflictive or negative emotions, such as conceit, arrogance, jealousy, desire, lust, close-mindedness, and so on. But out of all these, hatred and anger are considered to be the greatest evil because they are the greatest obstacle to developing compassion and altruism, and they destroy one's virtue and calmness of mind. Now, under rare circumstances, some kinds of anger can be positive. When motivated by compassion, it can act as a powerful force to bring about swift and decisive action. But generally speaking, anger leads to ill feeling and hatred, and hatred is never positive. It has no benefit at all. It is always totally negative. The destructive effects of hatred are very visible, very obvious and immediate. For example, when a very strong or forceful thought of hatred arises within you, at that very instant, it totally overwhelms you and destroys your peace of mind. Your presence of mind disappears completely. When such intense anger and hatred arises, it obliterates the best part of your brain, which is the ability to judge between right and wrong, and the long-term and short-term consequences of your actions. Your power of judgment becomes totally inoperable. It can no longer function. It is almost like you have become insane. Even at the physical level, hatred brings about a very ugly, unpleasant physical transformation of the individual. For reasons such as these, hatred is compared to an enemy. This inner enemy has no other function than causing you harm, destroying us, both in the immediate term and the long term. It is your true enemy, your ultimate enemy. This is very different from an ordinary enemy. Although an ordinary enemy may engage in activities that are harmful to us, at least he or she has many other functions. That person has got to eat and sleep. He or she cannot devote 24 hours a day of his or her existence to this project of destroying us. On the other hand, hatred has no other function, no other purpose than destroying us. So realizing this fact, you should resolve that you will never give an opportunity for this enemy, hatred, to arise within you. We cannot overcome anger and hatred simply by suppressing them. We need to actively cultivate the antidotes to hatred, patience and tolerance. When you are engaged in the practice of patience and tolerance, in reality, what is happening is you are engaged in a combat with hatred and anger. Since it is a situation of combat, you seek victory. But you also have to be prepared for the possibility of losing that battle. So while you are engaged in combat, you should not lose sight of the fact that in the process, you will confront many problems. You should have the ability to withstand these hardships. Someone who gains victory through such an arduous process is a true hero. In some cases, people harbor strong feelings of anger and hurt based on something done to them in the past. And that feeling is kept bottled up. Under such circumstances, there is a Tibetan expression which says that if there is any sickness in the conch shell, if anything is blocking the shell, you can clear it out by blowing it out. Similarly, it is possible to imagine a situation in which, due to the bottling up of certain emotions, it may be better to just let it out and express it. However, I believe that generally speaking, anger and hatred are the type of emotions which, if you leave them unchecked or unattended, they tend to aggravate and keep on increasing. So, if you work toward building inner contentment and cultivating kindness and compassion, this brings about a certain calmness of mind that can help prevent anger from arising in the first place. And then when a situation does arise which makes you angry, you should directly confront your anger and analyze it. Investigate what factors have given rise to that particular instance of anger or hatred. Then analyze further, seeing whether it is an appropriate response, and especially whether it is constructive or destructive. And you make an effort to exert a certain inner discipline and restraint, actively combating it by applying the antidotes, counteracting these negative emotions with thoughts of patience and tolerance. It's clear that in seeking to eliminate anger and hatred, the intentional cultivation of patience and tolerance is indispensable. In our everyday life experiences, tolerance and patience have great benefits. For instance, developing them will allow us to be able to sustain and maintain our presence of mind. Although you may have experienced many negative events in the past with the development of patience and tolerance, it is possible to let go of your sense of anger and resentment. If you analyze the situation, you will realize that the past is past, so there is no use continuing to feel anger and hatred, which does not change the situation, but just causes a disturbance within your mind and causes you continued unhappiness. Another benefit of responding to difficult situations with patience rather than giving in to anger is that you protect yourself from potential undesirable consequences which might come about if you reacted with anger. Because if you respond to situations with anger and hatred, not only does it not protect you from the injury or harm that has already been done to you, but on top of that, you create an additional cause for your own suffering in the future. Since patience or tolerance comes from an ability to remain firm and steadfast and not to be overwhelmed by the adverse situations or conditions that one faces, one should not see tolerance or patience as a sign of weakness or giving in, but rather as a sign of strength coming from a deep ability to remain firm. Responding to a trying situation with patience and tolerance, rather than reacting with anger and hatred, involves active restraint, which comes from a strong, self-disciplined mind. I think there is a very close connection between humility and patience. Humility involves having the capacity to take a more confrontational stance, having the capacity to retaliate if you wish, yet deliberately deciding not to do so. That is what I would call genuine humility. Now, when we talk about how one should develop tolerance towards those who harm us, one should not misunderstand this to mean that we should just meekly accept whatever is done against us. Sometimes you might encounter situations that require strong countermeasures. I believe, however, that one can take a strong stand and even take strong countermeasure out of a feeling of compassion or a sense of concern for the other, rather than out of anger. One of the reasons why there is a need to adopt a very strong countermeasure against someone is that if you let the harm or the crime that is being perpetuated against you pass, then there is a danger of that person habituating it in a very negative way, which, in reality, will cause that individual's own downfall and is very destructive in the long run for the individual himself or herself. So you can take countermeasures out of a feeling of compassion and concern for that individual. In Buddhism, a lot of attention is paid to our attitudes towards our rivals or enemies. This is because hatred can be the greatest stumbling block to the development of compassion and happiness. If you can learn to develop patience and tolerance towards your enemies, then everything else becomes much easier. Your compassion towards all others then begins to flow naturally. An end result of patience and tolerance is forgiveness.